Tiger seems to always be at his best in the final round itself. I mean, it's confidence, it's the fact that the stroke, everything's come together, but don't you think that is sort of a warning signal to everyone on the tour?
There's no greater breeder of success than success. And when Tiger goes into the final round, you know, he's been there, done that. He knows what it takes, he knows what he's capable of, and so he merely goes out and executes his game plan. Whereas other guys who maybe haven't been there a while, they have a little bit of doubt. They don't know if they can pull it off. They're trying their ass off. They're trying really hard, but it's not going to happen. At least maybe not mentally first, and so then the physical can't follow. With Tiger, he is the consummate competitor. No one hates to lose more than he does, and therein lies a real close parallel between Tiger and Jack Nicklaus, because there's only two fears in life, Nick: fear of failure and fear of success. Then there's a whole bunch of subdivisions of those two fears, and fear of failure has driven lots of superstars to that level, whereas fear of success has kept people away from that. And Tiger has a fear of failure like Jack Nicklaus had, and it's driven both of them to the top.